Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go down to Georgia. There's an unbelievable event and an unbelievable alliance down there. Believe it or not, what do you think it would take to make Stacey Abrams and David Perdue to become allies? What do you think that would take? David Perdue was the senator. Jonathan Ossoff knocked him off. And he went very meekly into that good night right afterward. He said, well, no, election was fine. And then Trump got him and then fired him up. And then months later, he said, no, it was rigged. And I'm running for governor now against Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp is the Republican governor. Some people said, oh, he's great. He refused to knuckle under to Trump and refused to block certification of the election in Georgia. And Trump attacks him all the time. Well, Brian Kemp is no angel. Brian Kemp is no Mother Teresa, believe me. And Brian Kemp is the reason that Stacey Abrams and David Perdue are allied. They are allied against Brian Kemp. Here's what Brian Kemp just did. And here's what Brian Kemp has done in the past to show what a bad character he is. He is sponsoring a new law that looks like it will get through the gerrymandered, illegitimate Georgia legislature run by Republicans only through gerrymandering. And Brian Kemp will sign it. It prevents challengers to incumbents from raising money while the legislature is in session. Challengers to incumbents, even if they're not themselves legislators, even if they just come out of left field. And what Brian Kemp is now going to do is he will call special legislative sessions between now and November, especially just before November. And then David Perdue and Stacey Abrams won't be able legally to raise any money. All right. What's going on here? What's going on? Well, first of all, it is unconstitutional to pass a law that says that your challenger can't raise money against you. I think that's pretty basic. It would take some good brief draftsmanship, but I mean, that's a pretty fundamental thing. The second thing is that Perdue is running against Kemp in a primary. And Perdue is attacking him with Trump's support. Trump hates Kemp because Kemp wouldn't block certification. Perdue has just sold himself to the devil. This is a devil's pact. I mean, that isn't the way Perdue was before. He said the election, his own election, was not rigged. Now he's saying it was all rigged. He looks very weak. Nobody wants a guy who switches 180 from that kind of a position and going against Brian Kemp. I don't think Perdue's going to win the primary. But he certainly is not going to win the primary if he can't raise any money. Stacey Abrams will be the nominee, our nominee. She's terrific. Very smart. Be a very good governor. But if she's barred from raising money, we're madly looking at loopholes. For instance, you can't really ban third parties from raising money. That'd be too broad a net. So you could have third party PACs raise it on behalf of Stacey Abrams, but if they coordinate with her, they would be subject to the prohibition. And that's a hell of a way to run an election. So now Stacey Abrams and David Perdue are allied against Brian Kemp to block this thing, and otherwise they'll go to court. But, you know, the David Perdue people, now suddenly they hate Brian Kemp, and so does Trump. I'll tell you what, when they didn't hate him, was when he tampered with the voting himself and shut it down 2 years ago in 2018. In 2018, the election that Stacey Abrams lost by about 40 some odd thousand votes, here's what they did to her. there was a lack of voting machines in some precincts. Coincidentally, these were frequently Democratic precincts, in fact, entirely. There wouldn't be any voting machine, or they'd break. There might be one left, and there'd be 1,000 people. And they'd say, well, we'll get around to it. A lot of people left the line. In that same election that Stacey Abrams lost by a little over 40,000 votes, many provisional ballots were rejected. People would come up to vote and they'd say, wait a minute, and I'm not kidding, very, very stupid things. I'll give you a really far out example, a stupid example that is not factual, but it's almost as if, hey, wait a minute, you're wearing a blue jacket. People with blue jackets can't vote. Here, cast a provisional ballot. The idea being that if the poll worker makes some stupid mistake, that can be corrected. Well, here, obviously, it wasn't the color of the jackets, but it would be, especially if they look like Democratic voters in Democratic areas, they'd say, well, there's some question about your registration. There's some question about whatever. Here, cast a provisional ballot. Be fine. And a lot of those were thrown out. Then 53,000 voter registrations were rejected after early voting started. Early voting started, and a lot of people got very, very excited about voting, and 53,000 voter registrations just were rejected. On technicalities or for no reason, it takes a long appeal process. They didn't vote. And then, if that wasn't enough, holding Stacey Abrams' head underwater, Kemp threw 1.4 million voters off of the rolls. 1.4 million. Many of them in Atlanta. The large plurality in Democratic areas. Now, in every state, you can cull, C-U-L-L, you can cull voting lists for obvious reasons. When I moved, when I was younger, after school, did various jobs, and went to another state, for instance, for a brief period of time, you know, I didn't write a letter. I didn't write a letter to the Secretary of State saying I'm moving. So you're going to have some people who have moved. I get it. But there are ways of handling that. You send them a postcard, and then if it comes back undeliverable, there's no answer, maybe you tell them in a year, we're going to drop you from the polls. This guy went in with a machete and chopped out 1.4 million voters, and it was not in good faith, and it was not for those reasons. And there are people who got cut off who voted in the last election and lived in their house for 40 years. Now, when that happens, you show up. In some case, cast a provisional ballot. Maybe you don't. Maybe there's a long line at the provisional ballot line. Maybe you don't even do that. You add all of this together, lack of voting machines, provisional ballots rejected, 53,000 voter registrations rejected, 1.4 million thrown off the rolls. And Brian Kemp barely managed to beat Stacey Abrams anyway. She really won that election, obviously. This is fraud. There is voter fraud. It's Republican voter fraud. But now Kemp is going one step further, saying they can't even raise any money because he'll call special legislative sessions, and even Purdue's people are getting exercised about that. So stand by. At some point, you know, Merrick Garland has brought an action down there on some of this stuff. Merrick Garland's got to get into the fight real quick. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.